supposed to talk. Y'all gonna be brave? Say something. Woo!
Can you hear me?
Did you have fun?
Yes, ma'am. We had a whole bunch of fun.
Was the praise and worship good?
Yes.
All
very
right.
Much so.
I heard y'all stayed up late every night.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Like 12 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bedtime is 10:30. I don't know what we were doing. But
yeah. So what did y'all do for fun stuff? Did y'all?
Well, there was zip lining. That's my favorite, personally.
Yeah.
But there's also fishing, canoeing, all that kind of stuff.
Cool. Awesome. And who were the preachers?
Miss Pastor Iva Bennett was there this year. She's a great preacher.
Yeah.
Pastor Holden, Pastor Catherine, and Pastor Era and Pastor John.
Awesome. So y'all had a great time?
Yes, ma'am.
Holy Ghost moved?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. All right. Give her a hand clap.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to say anything, girls? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Okay. I got a little testimony.
Okay. Tell it.
Okay. So, for the past, I guess, I don't know how many years I've been going to 1440. Since I was in sixth grade, I'm in 10th grade now. Do the math. But I don't know. I've been going to 1440 convention and spring retreat since I was in sixth grade. And one of the first encounters, I guess, interactions I had with Miss Iva was definitely crazy, okay?
Ness of God in Christ Jesus. 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 That's who you are. You're not perfect.
I'll just pray in the back, you know? And so this year at spring retreat, I told myself I was going to do that again. And I was like, I'll just start out in the back. We'll see what happens. But I'm probably just going to stay there the whole service, okay? Her services go long, too. And so then I was in the back worshiping. We were in worship, and I was just doing great back there. And one of my leaders and also one of my really good friends, her name's De'Ara, she turns around, and I'm like in her view. Okay, she turns around, tells me, come here. And I was like, okay. And so I go up to her, and she's like, hey, the Lord told me to go come tell you. You need to go up there. And I was like, okay. And I was really nervous, and I really believe that the devil was giving me some thoughts of anxiety and, like, saying that I'm scared and, like, I don't want to go up here. She's scary. Like, I'm scared it's going to happen again. I'm going to get hurt. But the Lord just prove me wrong. So she laid hands on me after a long waiting. I was giving everybody, I was like, y'all can go up there, go before me, I'll wait. She's like, I'm praying over everybody, so y'all better come up here. So I was like, okay. And I was a little nervous, but I got up there and she laid hands on me, and I didn't go fully, like, I didn't lay out, but I did sit on the ground, and I was, like, uncontrollably crying. And I believe that I felt like a kind of like a weight, like two hands were on the back of me, and it kind of like pressed down on me a little bit, but not too heavy. And I really definitely felt like the Lord was telling me that He was there for me, and He was gonna keep me and keep me safe. And it was just really nice it was just great that He told me that it was gonna all be okay, and all those thoughts went away. So now next year and the year after and whatever convention, I'll go up for Miss Iva.
Praise the Lord. That's good. Well, anybody else? Everybody good? Okay, they're looking at me like, no. All right. Okay, we got one more.
All right. Okay, so praise the Lord. Okay, so for the first two night services that I had, the devil was really trying to get into my head, and I really believe that there were a lot of attacks on me mentally, and I was just not having it.
Good.
I was really just putting up a fight, and I was trying to just fight it off and just go straight to the Lord and just rest in His presence and everything. But it was really hard, and so praise the Lord. By the third night service, I was expecting by faith to experience God's love in a new and just completely different, wonderful way. And so, praise the Lord. Worship had just ended, and I went to go back to my seat, and I was just praying in tongues and trying to just receive from the Lord and everything. And my goodness, I'm just like shaking thinking about it. I was just praying in tongues, and one of the leaders came and prayed for me. And about like 2 minutes later, after she had left, I felt like two fingers on my shoulder, and I thought it was her coming back to pray over me again. And so I just like, I kind of like was just resting in that presence, and I was just like, I was just like receiving everything from Holy Spirit and all of that. And the night continued, and we went back to our cabin, and I asked a couple people, and they said that after she had prayed for me the first time, she didn't come back again, and nobody had come back after that. And I asked her, the person who prayed for me directly, if she had come to pray for me a second time, and she said that she hadn't. So I believe that that was the physical manifestation of God just
Amen.
Touching me and like just making me aware of his presence in my life. So
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you guys go have fun. See y'all later. Jenny's here. Okay, go get her. Tell her to stick her head out here. No, she's got to go teach those children. So, praise the Lord. Y'all are going to have to meet my friends here. Y'all's last name is Jones, right? Tina and Chris. I knew that. I was coming out here. Tina and Chris Jones. Now, these are my friends from Thackerville, Oklahoma. And so they're not my first friends from Thackerville, Oklahoma, because you know who was from there, Pastor John. But well, I just love these two. They're such good friends of ours and such a blessing. I'm so glad y'all are here. Thanks for coming. But be sure and shake hands with them. Okay, you ready? Drum roll. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jenny. Happy birthday to you. Where's the cake? No, I'm kidding. Praise the Lord.
It'll be there.
It'll be there. I understand there is cake afterwards if y'all want to celebrate with Jenny for a couple of minutes on your way out. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Genesis 12:1. Going to talk about something you know about and something you like. Do you want to say anything? Okay, come up here and you give. Y'all give. If Amanda wants to come too. Whoever wants to tell. Things are happening quick. We're in breakthrough right now. And while you're on your way up here and looking for a microphone, did you know they call it microphone in Hebrew? So, you know, we're getting a new well out on the place, and they said, last Monday, they said, we'll see you in 4 weeks. They showed up today, and it's done. Amen. I mean, things are just clicking along. Go ahead.
So, we've been believing for a house, and we got into agreement with Katie, and we were just all kind of working together in that agreement stage. Didn't have a house we were looking at, just process of, okay, Lord, we agree with what you've told us. Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Art Senior and Miss Loopy sent us a for sale by owner finance in their neighborhood, which is actually the first neighborhood we looked in when we first moved to Marble 13 years ago. So we said, okay, we left it alone. Monday afternoon, we text one of the numbers and said, hey, can we come see you? Just want to see the house. He said, yeah, I'll meet you at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning. I'm not going to cry. I'm a big girl. we get there at Tuesday morning at 9, and we walk to the house. The gentleman's super kind, explained the circumstances of how him and his daughter bought this house, and it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, do you want to hold on to the key and show your family? Because we had said my in-laws live down, they live a minute away. And our niece lives a minute away. And we said, yeah, we'll hold on to the key. That was Tuesday about 10:30. He left and left us the key. We prayed about it. We had pastors come over and kind of walk through it and see what they felt. Because if they said no, we were going to say no. We weren't going to rush into anything. And so we said, okay. We came back and we met him about 3:30 that afternoon. And we said, okay, we think we're ready to do this. we have this much money for a down payment. And he said, great, we can close next Friday. Handed us the keys. Well, that was the first part. He said, okay, so I don't have any paper. I don't have a contract. My computer lost the contracts I do. So he grabbed one of the for sale by owner papers from his box in the front yard, the flyer. He wrote on there our names. He wrote the terms and said, this is what we'll do. This is our contract. Set it for next Friday. We were like, great, that's wonderful. Art talked to him today. He goes, let's close on this Friday. So we still have all the keys. He's giving us almost half of the down payment. He said, just do that. Do the rest. And we get to move in whenever we want. And we sign papers and buy the house on Friday morning.
Amen. All right. Glory to God, y'all. If, may I add one more thing, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just be with my family today? All right. Okay. Yes? Pastor prophesied a couple of weeks ago, it was two Wednesdays ago, and she says, your net worth is going to go up. It's going to increase another level, and it starts tonight, okay? Yeah. That was this month, 2 weeks ago. I went home. We talked about it. I said, praise God, our net worth is going up. Glory to God. Amen. Then I was quiet for about 5 seconds, and I had to Google it because I didn't know what net worth was. And so I did, and it says your net worth is your real estate, your homes, your belongings, your things. I was like, oh,
yeah.
We need to get some of those. We need to get a house and things. And we've been on a scripture, and we've been on a prophetic word since December 7th, 2017. And it's been working, and it's been working, and it's been working. We've picked it up. We put it down. And the Lord was like, and, you know, we'll work this out. We'll work this out. We hadn't been active. We, in our faith, yes, but active. That's not what we're doing right now. And he told us just, you need a house. I said, oh, yeah, let's do that. And this all develops like that. In the same month, with an urgency to close within the same month, as God delivered a prophetic word to us, that we mixed with faith and that we said, yeah, let's do that, God. You want to do that? Let's do that.
Amen.
So, man.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Believe God, believe the prophets, and you'll prosper. Amen. All right, Genesis 12:1. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Glory to God. The Lord hath said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. Now, I believe that spring break is breakthrough time.
Amen.
And I see it. I see it happening right now. Obviously, happening with all the people who just got up here. So tonight I want to talk to you about the power that is on you to bring breakthrough. And the power that is on you to bring breakthrough is the blessing. The blessing is on you. We already know in this house, we know a whole lot about the blessing. We know that it was conferred on Adam, that God blessed him. He wasn't just saying, now y'all be happy. He was releasing an anointing on Adam. We know that Adam lost that, but we know that Jesus got it back for us, right? In fact, God immediately started blessing. He blessed Noah. He went down the line blessing. But Abram's the one who really picked it up and really started going with it, as far as I can see. And so when we get to the New Testament, Galatians 3:13, you know this scripture well. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So you're not cursed. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we're redeemed from the curse, and now we're wearing the blessing. Everybody in here say amen, because you already know this stuff. But we're going to talk about it because we need to be reminded. And if you didn't know, or someone's watching online that didn't know that, if you're a Christian, the blessing is the empowerment to prosper that is on you. You're wearing it.
Yes.
Like Superman wears his cape, okay? Yeah. I mean, you're wearing an anointing. There's different anointings, but this is the empowerment to prosper. Prosperity is the ability to take the ability of God and bless mankind. And so it's more than finances. It is finances. It is a good life, but it includes so much. So the blessing then, we have to really get a hold of this. The blessing is our assignment. Mm-hmm. It's our assignment. Because it's not just for you. It's for you to be a blessing. But it's not just for you to be a blessing like just serve. Well, you need to be a blessing, so just serve. So just serve. That's included in it. But the idea is that you're wearing this thing, you're blessed, and it's flowing out to other people. That way it's influence. It's working like an influence. And so that's our assignment. And so, you know, Jesus came to give life and life more abundant, did he? Yeah. And so he wants to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. That's 320, right? So we receive the blessing. Now here's the deal. The blessing has come on you, but it works in a certain way. It flows with your choices, okay? So it's there like a tool. It's yours. It's already yours, just like healing is already yours. There's an anointing on your life. All these things are yours. But if you choose to use a butter knife instead of the tool, well, so be it, right? Yeah. So, and then the other thing is that it works by faith, right? Yeah. It works by choice, and it works by faith. And those things are very close to being the same thing. Very close. But so, you know, when you eat some good food and you taste it and it's good and it's, you know, you swallow it, then that's it. And then the body does the rest. Mm-hmm. So it is with the blessing. If you'll receive it, it will start working for you. Yeah. Amen. What you do is you employ it. It's like, how many of y'all have employees? Anybody in here have businesses? You have employees, or you hire people to work for you? That's what the gifts, the fruits of the Spirit are. They're like employees. That's what a seed is. A seed is an employee, and the blessing works like an employee. It'll just work for you. It will do the work. And so I just want to remind y'all of that tonight. This blessing is on you and is working in your life. So you employ it like the fruits of the Spirit. You put it to work. You receive it by faith, and then it's already on you, but you receive it by faith to, I'm going to say it like this, like keep it going, keep it turned on, right? So, well, I know I have it, but how am I going to get it to do this or that? Some people would say, how do I get it to do? You aren't. The blessing's going to. See, that's where you're jumping back to works and trying to figure it out yourself and getting you in the middle of it. Your part is faith. Your part is choice. And then within the blessing, wisdom feeds down into you. Wisdom causes you. The Holy Spirit causes you to make a move. Kind of like these guys did. Okay. I mean, they could have likely said, we're not even going over there if the Holy Spirit hadn't impressed them. But the blessing was on them, so they moved forward into it. And the blessing began to work for them, began to flow for them. So you know the scripture, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. The word sorrow there is the word toil. So the blessing is supposed to work without you toiling. Supposed to work without you toiling. Supposed to do. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to lay in bed at night and worry. Right. You could plan. That'd be fun. But you don't worry. You don't have to worry about these things. The blessing is working. Right. It's like your vehicle. It's like moving you. It'll flow. It'll do what it needs to do. It'll help you. God gave you this, church. Yeah. He gave you this gift. Amen. So, and it's not that we sit on the couch. We know that. We do our assignments. We understand that. But there's no worry involved. There's no struggle. You're not struggling. And you're not struggling just to get her done by yourself. Right? You don't. It's not you alone. You have this power that's working. And so, and now it said there the blessing made you rich. Why? So the question could be, well, why do you need to be rich? Well, because your assignment requires that you be a blessing. You're called to be a blessing. So if you have some finances, you can help people. If you have some finances, you can go somewhere. If you have some finances, you can help other people do what they need to do when they need to do it. Amen. So it requires you to be, the assignment we have requires us to be a blessing. So you're blessed, or you're wearing the blessing, because you're supposed to dispense to others. Now, that right there should get you off of your mind on yourself. Because a lot of people are like, oh, the prosperity message. Church, I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. I'm trying to get you the life you need so you can do something for other people. And we see it flowing right now. There's momentum flowing in the church. You're apprehending what you've been apprehended for. And have you noticed, I'm going to just stick this in here right now, but one of the themes since we've started in the last 3 months has been this idea of taking risk, and also that whatever you choose to do, it appears that it begins to reciprocate to us. Okay, we made this decision. Okay, it starts reciprocating. It works like the tithe. When you decided not to try tithing, but when you became a tither, tithing reciprocated. The windows of heaven were already open, but now they're open to you. And that tithe locks you in to all this, can I say this, reciprocation. You're protected. You're blessed. Church, it's way more than just finances. We're talking about your children. We're talking about your safety. We're talking about all these things. Well, what does that have to do with God? Why do those two things go? It's about honor. It's about putting, you're saying, with my life, okay, let's back up. I think I need to go here for just a second. How do you, what do we say? We say we make a living? By giving, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all are something. Glory to God. But you know, in your life, the way that we work in this world is you have to make money to pay your house, for your house and your clothes and whatever you do in life, travel, whatever it is, food, everything is about money. But what are you giving for that money? Your life. You get up every day and give your life for finances. And so when you tithe, you're saying, I love the Lord my God with all my heart. That's what you're saying. I love him with all my soul. I put him first. Another thing is being a church member. That's saying I love the Lord my God. And they're all important. I just feel like I need to say that. Maybe just someone out online. But we need to understand these things. Okay, so get this, church. Now, whatever gifts that God has blessed you with, your call is to embrace them. If you're a salesman, great. If you know how to work with your hands, great. If you're a realtor, great. If you, whatever it is in life, musician, whatever, artist, I see all sorts of people across here. God gave you these gifts, and they work within the blessing. Amen. They're working within the blessing. So, God called you to embrace those things, to give yourself to them so you can be a blessing. If I could say this, Randy has given himself to his art, and we enjoy it every time we walk in here. Every time, you know. I mean, those things, I enjoy those paintings all the time. I actually have a Randy painting in my home, in my office. And I look at it every day and go, oh, my, I love it. I also have a drawing from Jordan in my home. He drew me a horse, and it's beautiful. And I have Pastor John painting, and then, you know, all those other little guys, you know, that we won't talk about them. You know, I was talking about somebody real famous. Okay, who is it? What's the guy? Winberg. We have Winbergs and stuff like that. Anyway, praise the Lord. Okay, so, but when you embrace who you say, well, I'm not an artist and I'm not a musician and I just, no, listen, what you do is so valuable. It's so valuable to the kingdom of God. You embrace it. Sometimes people retire and then they just give their life to kind of helping others and serving others. Embrace that. That's good. Helping people, being a blessing, whatever it is, in whatever time of life you're in. Okay, so now why? Why do we embrace those things? Influence. So we can be an influence. I think about Hector's paintings. I think about how people walked by him and they were like, they could sense healing in some of his paintings. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God loves the people around you, and they need more than just some lame testimony. I can't believe I said it like that, but of how bad you were and then how you're trying to be good for Jesus. That, you know, that's okay, but there's so much more. There's so much of a deeper relationship with the Lord than just, I used to be bad and now I'm really trying to be good. No, knowing him, experiencing him, experiencing his presence, being a carrier of the glory, being an influence to because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, it's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within those of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of, It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that, because of you, but because of what Jesus did. So it's not just what you get rid of. It's what you put on. And then when you put something on, the stuff will fall off. So if you put on the anointing, if you put on love, if you use your faith, if you do these things, all the parasite drag will start going away. And within that faith, within that blessing, you learn to take steps and move forward and listen and watch and let the Lord bring you into the greatest success you've ever had. Well, I'm not having any. Stop it. You can. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can. So the blessing flows with your choices, and it works by faith. Now, if you choose to worry or do things on your own, I talk about that quite often here because I don't want you spending your life just in your thinking. How am I going to? What are we going to do? Da, 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 da. Did you hear what Quinn said? I loved it. Now, she's a teenager, right? This is what she actually just said this. She said, the devil was trying to get into my thoughts, and I fought it. That blessed me. Because if you think the devil's going to leave you alone, you're wrong. He hates the word, and you're word people. Okay? So, but your job is to kick him out. And to kick him out of your thoughts. Yeah. It's not going your way, devil.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. That's right. Because actually, I've already won.
Right.
And so you kick him out. And that's your job. Your job is not to play around with him. Well, I need to worry about. You don't need to worry about anything. If you're worried about your children, you better stop.
Yes.
You better give them to God and let him do it. Worry is a sin. It's a sin to worry. No, it isn't. I care. No, no, no. If you care, give them over to the most powerful one in the universe, and he'll get them out of what they're in. He'll heal them. He'll bless them.
Yep.
Worry is just covert rejection.
Wow.
Is that right?
It's
just covert. It's just, we don't do our kids that way. Praise the Lord. That was free. Glory to God. So, now here's seven categories of the blessing. Prosperity, health, promotion, favor, I'll repeat them, success, fruitfulness, and abundance. Prosperity, health, promotion, favor, success, fruitfulness, and abundance. Just take them all right now. Just take them all. They're yours. So all of these, listen. These things are God's dream for you. It's God's dream for you to be successful. It's God's dream for you to have all these, for you to be healthy. It's God's dream. And he's put his dream on you. This is what he wants for you. Amen. He wants you to have prosperity, health, promotion, favor, success, fruitfulness, and abundance. He wants you to. Now, hey, listen, God is not against you being happy. And I know I don't have to tell you that trouble is not your teacher. Prosperity, health, promotion, favor, success, fruitfulness, abundance. Well, then, Pastor, if that's true, where is mine? Where is mine? Listen, you're the only one who can stop the blessing from flowing. God set you up that way. Nobody can steal, well, you know, they. Well, that regime that we were just in. Well, nobody but you are in charge of your whether you're going to succeed or fail. That's how God set it up. You can stop it. You can start it. Whatever you want to do, that's how it's going to be. So don't go blaming everybody else. If you want to be a success, you can be a success because you choose to.
Yes, ma'am.
He gave us a will. He gave us a chooser, and we can do it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm making myself happy right now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching me this again. Now, so pages are stuck. Hold on. There we go. No matter who you are, no matter anything about you, you and God can do it. All you need is some faith and get the right words coming out of your mouth.
Amen.
I had a dawning today. I kept going outside and coming back in, and every time I would come in, I'd say, man, that wind is blowing. Finally, I had a dawning. Shut up. Tell it to start saying what you want. And so we did, and then I just saw our lady meteorologist, and she said, it's going to calm down now. And I kept saying it, and I was like, you're having what you say. Stop it. Stop it. We all do it. But listen, with your success, with your blessing, say what you want. So listen, you don't lack opportunity. No. Call it in. You have opportunity. I was telling Art and Amanda, I said, see, you know, for the past 2 weeks, I've mentioned owner finance twice in the services. And I said, see, most people think I'm just getting into their business. Most people just think I was giving them some advice. That came out of the Holy Ghost. And now someone just got an owner finance. Makes it real easy to go and get your business done real quick, and you're not making a covenant with the bank. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So pick up these things. You have opportunities, and they're coming by you right now. Right now, they're coming by you. Right now, miracles are coming by you. Right now, whatever you want, you just need to reach out and take it. Just tell the Lord, this is what I want. This is what I believe you're showing me. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to get promotion. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Amen. The steps of a good man are ordered to the Lord, church. So, listen, don't mistake your condition for your portion. Don't mistake, you have a portion with God. Your condition right now may not seem as good as you want it, but you have your portion. You're going to have to go ahead and take it. Take your portion. Amen. Swallow it. See, people want to go independent of God, and they'll say things like this, and they think, you know, there's a quote in scripture, they'll say, well, God helps those that help themselves. And they think that's really cool and everything. Well, you know, the situation is God gave you the blessing. Flow with it. Flow with the blessing because it works. Your job is to labor to enter the rest. Your job is to do what Quinny did. Fight that thing out. Cast down that imagination. Tell the devil no. Say what you want. Actively pursue what you're looking for. Get a picture. When someone tells you about an opportunity, go look at it. It's that easy. God has opportunity all over the place. It's just coming by. I think it was Brother Robert said, miracles are coming by you every day. People just miss them because they're not looking. They're too busy, woe is me, and just being in their own little world. But things are happening every day. Yeah. Every day, and you can have great opportunity every day. So God gave you the blessing. You are to labor to enter the rest. That means put word in your heart. Let the word be bigger than the circumstance. If the word isn't bigger than circumstance, get more word. Amen. Yeah. Focus on the word of God. He gave you his word, and he can't lie. He said, do this. He said he wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health. He said it. He said that. If he said it, we can have it. He told us we could have it, so it's ours. He said it. The prosperity preachers didn't say it. Jesus said it. God said it, and we have it. It's ours. It's mine. It's mine. It's that whole battlefield up here. It's that whole when you're shaving, gentlemen only, your face, and ladies putting on makeup only, please, unless you're going on TV. Got to put that in now. Right then, when you're getting ready, here he comes with his flip chart. Every little ache and pain, every little this, that. Well, I don't know if we're going to, I don't know if we'll be able to. I don't know. I guess we better hold back. We better hold back. We better hold back. I better hold back. I better stay comfortable. I can't take a risk. I better. You're going to stay right in that comfort zone for the rest of your life if you don't break through. And it's a spiritual breakthrough that you need. Yes. Amen. Amen. So, don't blame him if you don't get to where you want to be, because you have a will and you have a choice. And listen, I know that some of you think that you're waiting on God, right? So But most of the time, I would say that you haven't tuned in. If you'll just tune in a little further. Because God is moving right now, particularly now. We're in the golden years. We're in that season. We're in that season where you can run and get it. You can get out there and get it. You can get what you want. You can get your health. You can get your wealth. You can win people to Jesus. You can be promoted. These things can happen. Your net worth can go up in a week.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have a will and you have a choice. So you just have to press through on that. Now, I'm going to say something to you, and I'll give you a couple more things, and we'll start closing here. You can find out anything if you pray in the Spirit enough. You can find out anything. Anything you want to know, start praying in the Spirit. And say this, Lord, I'm going to pray about this, and then start praying in the Spirit. And you'll get a hint about it. You'll move about it. Like, well, that doesn't happen to me. Well, keep praying. Yeah. Keep believing. Pretty soon it won't take very long. Most people that I know that go away to and stop and listen to the Lord, they're like, I'm going to go for 3 days or a week. And it's probably in the first 3 hours that they hear him, unless they're just really seared over, you know. But if you'll just go, if you pray in the Spirit, you can find out anything you want to, and I have a scripture to prove it. Listen to this scripture. This is John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. All right? So it's yours. Holy Spirit will tell you. Susanna was telling me that she was actually had some prevention happen to her because she was going to go out and look at some property. She just felt like the Lord told her, no, you need to stay home. And she did, and the place she was going was where the fire happened. So not that she would have been hurt by fire, but there's a lot of stuff happening when they're trying to put fires out. So if you just hear God, you just flow with God. Is that the helicopter? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, wherever they're going, whoever they're picking up, we call them safe in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for healing and life in the name of Jesus. So, your commission at the root is participating. I said at the root, because I know a lot of people, and you think that, no, my commission is that I work at the such and such. No, at the root, the word, the blessing is your commission. That's your commission. And if you get that lined up first, the job you do, or it's really your assignment, because you make your living by your giving. But the assignment you have is going to go a whole lot smoother. If you're not, and we'll say it like this, if you're not just out there working for your money, get it in the right order. Get your commission going. And I'm going to help you with that in the next few minutes. So worrying and stressing is just arrogance. You think you're the one, but God wants you to depend on him because you are his heir. You are his son. He's got plenty to give to you. And so here's the thing. The earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God with the blessing who will replenish the earth. This whole world is groaning, wanting us to produce, wanting us to show who we are. We're the blessed. We're not supposed to be. Our witness is not the struggle. Our witness is not how big the devil is. Don't be focusing on him and all his junk. Stop that. Tell him to get out, and tell him to get out quick. Amen. Okay, now, so it's a choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Choose the blessing. Choose life. That both you and your seed this is good for your children, for you to go walk in the blessing. Don't struggle about your children. Walk in the blessing. Bless them with your words. Okay, now, what we're saying here is choose the life cycle. Because death isn't choose death and you're going to fall over dead. It's a death cycle. People get in a death cycle. So it's just Murphy's Law and nothing goes right. And the devil's always up in their business. And it doesn't go right here and it doesn't go right there. You got to put all that junk out and choose life. And so you get into this cycle. And I want you to keep cycle in mind as we finish up here because I want to show you something. I want to help you with this because you got to get into the flow and get some momentum in this season. Okay? So, if you want to take this, and I know some of you probably already do this, but I'm going to give you a plan that will help you. It's an exercise you could do that will kick in the flow. Okay, here's the exercise. The next time you give, okay, some people just came and put money up here, so you just gave. The next time you give, whether it's here or ministry you give to or whatever is, that's your business, okay? The next time you give and you're expecting your harvest and you get a harvest, don't keep it. Now, walk with me. Take it and sow it, okay? Let it be something you're going to give and not have, okay? Then, so when it comes, sow it for a harvest of something that you can give away and then do it again. So if I'm whoever give this, the ushers will pick it up in a minute, but so if this was mine and I was going to give it, I would give it and then this would produce, let's just say it produced $200. And then I took that $200 and I gave that $200 away. What's happening? I'm kicking the cycle. And then do it one more time. And then it's like kicking the cycle. It's the starter. And so you have momentum building. It's a real simple exercise. You give $2, you get $20. Give the whole $20, you get $200. Give that. And then you start keeping some of it. But you have to get in the flow of these things. Now I'm talking about finances, but that's not all there is. You do that in your serving. Right. You do that in your love for people. Give it all. Right. And then the next time, give it all. And then the next time, whatever it is, favor or whatever it is, it comes back to you, and then you get some of it. And but you kick-started it. Years ago, Toby's dad's family, my son's dad's family, we had a ranch up in Lakey, Texas. Oh, it was beautiful. 1100 Springs. They used to put it on the Pearl beer can, but it was way prettier than any beer can. Just beautiful. But so they actually had the pond there and everything. But there's an interesting thing about those old houses. You had to prime the pump to get the water to the house. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You had to take water and pour it in there, and it would kickstart it, and then it got it going. That's how you're going to get the blessing working. So we're going to cut it short and just try to get around, whether it's financial or whatever it is. Let's say this. Be a blessing. And then be a blessing. And then fully, and then be a blessing, and then it should kick in and start flowing for you. Amen. And just watch it. Just watch it. It'll happen. You just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it. When we decided to be a blessing and help build the 50 churches, it kicked in around here. It kicked in around here, and we're still reaping a harvest from it. Amen? So whatever you're doing, I hope you got that. It's really that simple. It's really just that simple. Kick it in. Just kick it in. But if we're talking about finances, you got to get on God's plan. If we're talking about the kingdom of God, you got to get on God's plan. And the And his plan is seed time and harvest. Everything's going to be about your mouth. Everything's going to be about the word of God. Everything's going to be about sowing seed. Everything, everything. You can't get rid of that. You're not going to go, well, I'm going to go somewhere and they'll tell it a different way. Well, if you do, they're going to tell you wrong. Because Jesus told us in three different gospels that the way the kingdom of God works is seed time and harvest. You learn how to be a farmer. And I'm telling you, since the day I found out in 1987, I started doing it, and I've been blessed ever since. And it works. It absolutely works. It's never failed. We'd get a piece of paper, and we'd draw fields on it, rows. And then we put a little barn on it. And then we were like $5, $2, $10, whatever God tells you. There's a time I walked in with several hundred dollars and God says, give $12. You do what he says. But if he says $1,200, then you do that. But the point being is we'd fill in those fields. And make a little deal about, we had a little thing up here of what we were believing for. And I wanted some red ropers. Back then, they were real popular, red ropers. And so I sowed a seed for red ropers. And I went to preach at the Holiday Inn. We preached every week at the Holiday Inn on Tuesday night. Went to preach at the Holiday Inn, and lo and behold, a girl walked in there with brand new red. I didn't tell anybody. She walked in with brand new red ropers, and they were my size. I still have them. They're that old, but they're still great. But, I mean, it's that easy. Faith is that easy. The blessing is that easy. The question is, what do you want? And who do you think you are? And what do you want to be? Because you're a son of God. You're healed. You're prosperous. You're blessed. You're an influence.
Yes.
When people see how good you're doing, they want to know why. Why are you happy? Why are you blessed? Because I get victories. Do we ever go through trouble? Sure. But we go through.
Right.
We don't put up our mailbox in the Valley of Becca.
Boom.
That's good, isn't it? You go through. Don't stop. Move on through. Keep on going. No, I'm not staying in this mess. Y'all know what the Valley of Becca is. If you're not familiar in the scriptures, that means a valley of crying. That means the messed up time. Amen. So, no, we're not going to live there. We're going to live happy. We're going to live blessed. We're going to live joyful. We cry with those when they have a hard time. We feel compassion for people that have a rough time. But I'm telling you, we can live in the goodness and the victory and break cycles. If you can't see that America is breaking cycles right now, you've got your head in the sand. Because cycles are being broken right now. And God is breaking them all over the earth. And since you're the sons of God, you ought to really see it break through.
Amen.
Well, it just never happens to us. Stop talking like that. Break through that. Say, it happens to me all the time. When they got their house, you used to say, it happens to me all the time.
Amen.
In fact, I told them when we were standing over there, I said, y'all want that house? They're like, I think we do. I said, let me know if you don't want it. Because it's a good deal, I'll buy it. Well, hey, it was a good deal. They got a good deal. We got to think like that. Well, what do you need that for? The kingdom needs it for something. The Lord have need of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's close this thing up. So you got the cycle. Give. Write it down, what you gave. Then when you see your harvest, give all of that. Then you see your harvest on that, give it all again, you're going to kick the cycle in, okay? So you're in the cycle's moving, and there's extra coming in, and that's when overtaking starts. It overtakes you. Why? Because, see, you're not a trier anymore, you're a doer. And then don't fall off. Stay being a doer, as in because of who you are. Because you are a being, you will do. Not because you do so you can be. You be so you can do. You got to get that down. It's who you are that makes you do what you do. You don't have to try to get Jesus to love you. He already loves you. Praise the Lord. All right. So, okay, it's a water hose. You're the water hose. It's got to run through you. It's got to run through you. If it's not running through you, where's it coming from? Well, I sure hope those people get saved. Well, I sure hope they get blessed. If not us, who? Not us, who? I think the mistake is to sow a seed and then keep all the harvest. If you block things, you're the Dead Sea. You got to be a flowing river. You can't be the Dead Sea or you're going to not have anything living around you. So you get things moving first. And that's how tithe helps too. It's first, and you don't ever keep what is God's. You remember that they took down Jericho and he said, give me everything. He said, give me everything. And then Achan decided to keep the tithe, the right. Devoted thing. It uses another word, but it's the devoted thing. It was, he kept something that God said was his. That's what they did in the garden, people. They ate from the tree that God said, no, I'm keeping this to myself.
Wow.
It's true. That tree, you can have everything else, but don't take the tithe. Don't take the tithe. This is mine. Stay out of it. But Achan put it in his tent, and everybody around him failed. Well, that ain't happening to us.
No.
But we don't want anybody to fail.
That's right.
I command a crop failure over anybody that thinks it would. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now after a while, you're going to move higher and higher, and you continue to steward, and you always ask, as your finances go up, always ask, is this mine or is this yours? Is this mine or is this yours? Is this mine? Okay, this is your. No, I want you to have it. Remember what David did? David said, I'm going to build God a house. It was his heart. I'm going to build God a house. And the Lord said, no, we're going to have to let your son do it. But guess what? Since you want to build me a house, I'm going to build you a house. And God built David a house before his house was ever built. It was just the attitude of the heart. Yeah. It's just when he said, I'm giving you everything, then and he said, bam.
Right.
Then I'll just do it for you. That okay, what's that? Reciprocate.
Yes,
I'm going to build you a house. You don't have to, but let me go ahead and build you one. And he built him one.
Amen.
This is how this stuff works. It's a heart matter. I'm so glad we talked about this tonight. I know it's really something that we could just skip over, you know, because we all know it, but it's such a good refresher course. We need to hear it. So you're going to move higher and higher, not just with money. Whatever the anointings and the gifts are in your life, sow them. Sow your gifts and then sow them again, then sow them again. Then exceeding abundance will come and you'll be blessed along the way. And remember the purpose here. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now let me say this. It's not only what you're giving, but what you are showing. Not just what you're giving, but what you're showing, what you're influencing. Okay. You're bragging on God. You're bragging on God when they see your health and your wealth and your success and that you can sleep at night. And that you are not all having 11s here from being upset. Is that what they call them? 11s right here? You never heard that? Y'all want to hear something funny? So Paisley came running into Danny and Jordan one night and said, Mama, the other girl said I have a forehead. I have never heard that before. I have a 5 head. Praise the Lord. They're so cute. So, okay, you're the influence. Swallow the truth here. Take a drink. Swallow the truth about the blessing. Start flowing in it. Amen? Y'all receive this tonight? Father, we thank you. We thank you that we don't put anything that is yours in our tent. But, Father, we thank you that we'll get in this flow and you'll build us a house. You'll give us houses. You'll bless our fields. You'll bless our lives. You'll bless our words. You'll bless our income. You'll bring those across our path so that we can be blessed, but also those that we can bless. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive our offering tonight. Father, we thank you for all the tithers and all the givers. We thank you that the windows of heaven are open. And we thank you that the devourer has been rebuked. And we thank you that everyone has seed to sow. Everyone has a harvest to reap. And we thank you, Lord, that we are, the blessing is overtaking us today in Jesus' name. Come on, brothers. If you would like to give via text message, you can give to VCHL in the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Y'all good? Bobby, you good? I love you. You know, you're famous around here. Every time I say I love Bobby, everybody jumps on the wagon. Oh, we love Bobby. We just love Bobby. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. How many of y'all play an instrument? Joan does. Art does. Randy does. Mr. Clark does. Who else? Play an instrument? I does. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over every person who plays a musical instrument. I thank you, Lord, for Songs of David. I thank you, Lord, for the pattern and the place. I thank you, Lord, for the rhythm. I thank you, Lord, for the beat. I thank you, Lord, for the tune. I thank you for the note. I thank you for the key of David. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for blessing the artist. I thank you for blessing the salesman. I thank you for blessing those in real estate. I thank you for blessing those in the ministry. I thank you for blessing those that serve. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless our staff. Bless our leaders in Jesus' name. Bless all of those that work in the church, serve in the church. We're so blessed. I thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Bless Jenny on her birthday. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing the other groups, the youth and the young adults. Yes. We ask you to bless them. Bless all those that are working back there in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand up, and I'm going to say goodbye to the internet audience. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Did y'all see them pick up the astronauts? What? Wasn't that amazing? I saw the dolphins before the announcer did. I was like, yeah, look, those dolphins were just swimming all around that thing. This is so amazing. But say what you want to, but America is just good. And thank God they went to get them. Thank God they got them, and they look good, and everything's good. I just thought that was beautiful, and some of you aren't old enough to remember. We've seen splashdowns before, and it's been a while, and it's just so nice to see them again. It's so nice to see us have that victory like that. So sweet, so good, and then other great things are happening. Criminals are leaving. God is blessing our nation. We just have to get past some of the criminals who are trying to stop the criminals from leaving. But we will in Jesus' name. God is good. Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Lord. I'm hearing the Lord. Could you believe for something greater? Can you believe for something greater? Because even in this next week, the spirit of greater will be upon you. So watch. I'll show myself strong. There's just there's an opening of a well in the spirit realm like never before. And the enemy cannot shut it down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I will do that. Father, we pray for Miss Billy Brim in the name of Jesus and everything. She's in Israel. And so we thank you, Lord, for blessing her and protecting her in Jesus' name. Bless Shelly and protect her, all the people that are going over there with them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing all the church building that the Hammonds are doing right now. We thank you for blessing all the ministries that we're connected with in Jesus' name. Father, bless Brother Copeland tonight. We thank you for keeping him safe and comfortable in the name of Jesus. Miss Gloria, comfortable. Thank you for all of our sister churches. We ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you for all future plants in Jesus' name. Bless Jim and Misty. Bless Casey and Parrish in Jesus' name. Bless Derek and Jennifer in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Brandon and Jennifer in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing the Chris Malden's church in Jesus' name. These two are from Chris Malden's church, so we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for bringing our friends, the Joneses. What a blessing to have them here in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Holy Ghost surprises. Holy Ghost surprises are on their way to both of you. You are well esteemed, says the Spirit of grace, and I'm going to move you forward and put you in a place. I will make you an influence in your own land, and you will see my hand, and I will put forth more than you've ever dreamed. Put your faith in me. Like I said, you are esteemed. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You are a grandfather. A grandfather, but a grandfather and a grandfather. And I want you to know that, says the Lord, because as I have put my promise on you, as I did like Abram, like Abraham, I will put this on your children for keeps, and you will see this in this time frame. Not many chapters from now, the great turnaround shall appear, and you'll rejoice. And everyone's minds will be very clear. Yes. Yes. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, that's all it takes is just to clear out. Just clear it out. People go, oh, we did. We did. I'm sitting on my bed crying. We've just left my mother's funeral. And I said, God, there's got to be a better life than this. And he spoke to me and said, you're filled with the Spirit. Start praying in tongues. I started praying in tongues, and just, 24 hours, 48 hours later, I turn on the TV, and there's that blue-eyed eagle. And he told me God was good, Brother Copeland. And I told, Deb, you got to come listen to this guy. And he said God was good. God didn't kill my parents. And it turned my whole life around. Everything. And I'm telling you, we went from the pit to the palace. We did. We went from 1987, we were in leadership by 1990, 1991-ish. That's pretty fast. I mean, I got drugged to a church because I loved God, but I'd been a Baptist. And actually, we'd gone to a Pentecostal church, some, not the bun kind, but. Church like that, but we were not in bondage, okay, but we're offline, it's okay, y'all, so, but I was spirit-filled, and I already was prophesying, and I didn't even know what I was doing, but the truth is, we started moving forward in that, started learning all these things, and everything just changed. God did it, and God had to straighten me out. Your doctrine is wrong. Your doctrine is wrong. And then he brought us all these wonderful teachers that changed our lives forever. We were thanking God on the drive to town today. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Billy. Thank you for Brother Copeland. Thank you for Miss Nancy. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Hagin. Thank you, Lord, for the people who taught us what was right.
Yes.
And we're not losers.
That's right.
We're winners. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you.